Anyway, we're up to race five.
Yep.
I went 2, 6, 5, and 13. He's a bit of odds, $5 or $6 Australia Justice. I think he'll go better today. Pulled up with a poor post race recovery the other day at Warwick Farm. Back to the 1200 after two runs back at Wyong. He got a bit tight over 1350 and run third. Abdullah will ride him, and I think he'll be hard to beat today each way. Six Onslaught's a big chance for McAvoy and Snowden. Won a trial well recently. Had form good enough last time in to give it a good chance here. No superstar. Should run all right. Five Engaging. First up at Kembla. Got beat 2.5 the other day. Tried hard in the straight. It'll be all the better for the run. And number 13, the best of the others. 2, 6, 5, and 13.
All right, we go then to race six, and let's have a look at that. The scratchings here. A one wide Acclaim, 4 Pennington at 8 Express Point, 5 Regatta Rebel, 320, 7 Fanning at 420, 9 Vegas Strip, 460, 2 Hit the Mark, 480, 3 Armageddon at 9, 6 Anatime, 14, 10 Little Lucky, 16. Gee, there's about 4 of them up the top of the market there, not a lot between them, Gary.
Yeah, mate, Regatta Rebel finds her best form. I think she'll win. She's had two back in May. She got the 3 lengths at Scone in the Denise's Dewey behind Ala Canary. Now, that is a black-tight race. Rowinda runs second. Then she had a long spell and come back and trial the other day at Wyong in a hot trial. Positive problems, beat Guard of Honour in the trial. She got beat about 3 lengths in that trial and not asked to do a lot. She's a Kembla winner back in March. She's got McAvoy for Snowden, the old combination back together. I've got her on top. Thought number 7. Best of the others, Sean. Fanning, he won well at Wyong, he won well at Gosford, then he run third at Canterbury, run fourth there to Spending to win the other day. Lots of it in class today. Ty Angler to ride, he's got good speed. Number 2, Hit the Mark, been well back. Good Canterbury placings back in November. And number 3, I'm a Jet, Peter Roach down from Coffs Harbour, has got ability. 5, 7, 2, and 3.
All right, we go then to the seventh event, and this is a three-year-old maiden over 1,600. We pull out number 1, Rotoiti, 13 by a mile, and 14, Little Poppy. Now, 6, Sapoya Chiva is $2.10, number 3, Gold Emblem, $4.60, 9, Threaten, $6, 7, Walk the Streets at 7, then out to 11, Belle de Sud at $12, 2, Royalty Rising, 18, 8, Winslow at 23, 12, Stare at 34, 5, Practical, 41, 4, Noble Truth, 61, and 10, Ezeki, 71.
I think it'll win the favourite. Another good McAvoy ride. Sepoy Achiever for Waller. Run second at Ramwick the other day behind Cassidy. He was beaten 2.25 lengths, but had over-raced early in the race. He got him behind the leaders, come across the hurdles, chased hard. Fourth run back today, I'll be very fit with filly. She's a Sepoy filly, and she was placed at Kembla first up and not far away at Warwick Farm second up. She'll be very hard to beat, number 6. Thought number 3 was probably the danger in the race. Sean, which is Gold Emblem. It went well the other day at Wyong, just beaten after running third at Bathurst. Gay trains it, Hieronymus. Gay and Adrian train it. Hieronymus to ride. It'll go forward and want to lead from that wide alley. No doubt about that, and could prove hard to run down. Best of the others, 7 Walk the Streets. It's been money for this. Went good in both runs this time in. In fact, it's only had the 2 runs, and it was placed both times on the Beaumont track, and number 9's written. 6, 3, 7, 9. Parlay vu the best, Sean, but you've got to take short odds.
All right. I just might give you your numbers again for the last 4 there for the quaddy, Gary, so that's all right for people wanting to have a quaddy from sort of race 4 on. Just get your numbers.
Yeah,
race 4 for people riding down a quaddy there today. Your thoughts, your numbers there?
Yeah, mate. Just a sec. Race 4. Here we go.
You're right.
Race 4, just 2, 6 parlay view, and I threw number 5 in for insurance.
All right.
As Johnny Scores calls it. 6 and 5, then the other legs, I put all the 4 in. 2, 6, 5, and 13.
Yep.
5, 7, 2, and 3. 6, 3, 7, and 9, mate.
All right, good on you, Gary. Looks like it's been a fantastic day. As Steve Scullard said, 21, a little bit of cloud cover, a good 4, the rail true. They pumped a lot of water on the track to keep it up to condition. Then, of course, it was peak condition for the cup meeting there last week. So, all in all, good day, Gaz.
Yeah, perfect weather to go racing, mate. You should get there.
Yep, and we will hear you with the late mail throughout today. The late start, 5 to 3 the first. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, Sean.